Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, we can.
Quite clearly.
It's Arthur Kiernan Doyle.
Good evening,
good evening. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening.
Am I coming through clear?
Very clear.
Very clear. Yes, very clear.
You can all hear me, I trust.
We can. Yes,
yes, we can.
I understand that it is being taped tonight.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Correct, yes.
Please let us give them something that they may talk about.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes, you do.
Certainly.
Zoet, my good man.
Yes.
Please ask some of your questions.
Well, the first question would be, for the average person on this planet Earth, what do you think he or she must do to get a kind of a good deal on crossing over?
That one is very easy. Of course, the bondage of the mind of materialism and religion holds back the development of human population. Be free of the chains of bondage, materialism, and religion. Set your mind free to accept only that which you see as being the truth. And extinguish from your mind what you see as that. It is only with freeing your mind of the bondages of negative thought that you could transcend into the next dimension unheeded, unhindered by any negative thoughts of retribution or possessions or other. Many people place so much importance upon. Be free, my friends. Materialism and religion will only lead you down false pathways.
Yes, excellent, yes. May I ask you one question about some of the hardcore closed-minded skeptics, what's likely to happen to them on crossing over?
there you have it, my friend. Ask yourself this. If your mind was closed to every concept of another existence, how would you envisage that you would be? When the individual speaks of perpetual, eternal sleep, there are individuals that wish to be within this state. This is mostly those who do not acknowledge that there is another existence. So, if you wish to spend eternity in perpetual everlasting state of sleep, then please continue with those close-minded thoughts. To those that wish to allow themselves to deliver the existence truth of the existence of man, then open your mind to remove your blinkers and allow yourself to truly perceive what there is for all mankind and humanity to experience. And that, my friends, is that life truly is eternal.
Victor?
Yeah. Well, in the afterlife, do we still have free will And can we continue to increase our vibrations?
Yes, of course. Free will is the doorway to releasing the mind of the constraints of evolution. I will show you now, Sammy, how free will predicts that I can be within this room and speak to you as I am now.
Yeah.
Please all remain absolutely still.
Yes, thank you. That's me.
Okay, Victor's hands.
Thank you so much.
Spell it out, Victor. What happened?
Oh, he's shaking hands with me. Thank you so much.
It's free will. I have the free will to embrace your hand and cheek.
Yeah.
As you see, my friend, I am as alive as a day that I walked upon the earth vibration.
Yeah.
There is no change. There is only a change in consciousness and vibration. There is no death.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can I just ask one more question?
Yes, of course.
I am particularly referring to a spirit in a spirit world exercising his free will. Can that spirit lose vibrations, and can that spirit go down to a lower sphere?
Well, vibration of the individual is something that is taken from the earth vibration and then from previous incarnations. But when you transcend to the world of spirit, you have the ability to be able to progress and enhance your vibration.
Yes.
Well, of course, the personality and consciousness does not change. Individual. You can progress further, but also you can regress through negative thought. The onus is upon the individual to continue to develop in the way that they see is fit and necessary for the environment that they are living within.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please do.
You mentioned reincarnation. When you passed over, did you recall any of your incarnations previously?
Personally, I had no wish to even consider that I may have lived once previously.
Mm-hmm.
Alas, I only see life as being a form of progression.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding that which I was or may have been, how can that help me upon my pathway in this incarnation? Of course, I would be foolhardy if I was to believe that I never lived previously.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, I lived and existed in the Earth environment.
Mm-hmm.
So, there must, scientific understanding predicts that if we live beyond the grave, then why could we not have existed before?
Of course.
You lived upon the vibration of Earth.
Do you wish to come back?
Of course not. I have so much to do, so many people to prove wrong.
Yes.
If by any chance you did come back, would you write the same type of stories, novels that you did before? Or have you?
Of course I would. I wouldn't change a thing.
Right. I just wondered if, you know, like murder and things like that, you might have changed your mind.
Well, let me say to you that as an individual, my writing. That was my way of putting myself to a place that no one else could be. That was the form of my own spiritual enlightenment. It freed me from the bondage of materialism. Although in some ways it also bound me. But alas, I would never change that what I have already done. I would only look back and wonder if I could have done it better.
Could I please ask one more question, Miss Minich?
Please do.
There was once a time I thought that, especially when I was in pain, that death was, you know, a sudden relief and an end to all the pain, and this is obviously not true.
My friends, death is not the great healer of all things. It is merely a transition between two states of being. When you pass from one dimension to another, you retain your personality, emotions, and such as that. So, of course, if that you retain the personal thoughts and emotions, if your mind was in turmoil prior to your transition, of course, it would remain in a state of turmoil until some people help you understand that you are passed to the different dimension and that life can be perceived far differently to that when it was existing upon the earth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. So there is more help, perhaps, on your side.
Well, of course, you understand yourself more when you can see yourself in the entirety of what you are. When you are not shrouded and encumbered by the physical existence of the body.
Thank you. That's excellent.
Good stuff.
That, my friends, is a great lie. The spirit dwells within the physical body. The physical body is the greatest barrier that humankind will ever know. It hides us from what we really perceive each other to be. That, my friends, is why there is so much inhumanity upon the earth vibration. And until that changes, there will never be understanding, peace, and harmony upon the earth vibration. I bid you good night.
Good night.
Thank you so much.